Our top story, Syrian forces continue their push to free more areas from militants taking control of two other towns near the Lebanese border. In their latest drive, government forces managed to free Falita and Ras al Mu'arra in the Ghalamun region. The achievement comes just a few days after the Syrian army recaptured a nearby town. Ras al Ain was taken over following fierce clashes with foreign-backed insurgents. Government forces have recently made considerable advances in Ghalamun. 2 weeks ago, they managed to take full control of the strategic town of Yabrut there. The takeover cut supply lines to insurgents who've been fighting the Syrian government for 3 years now. Alla Ibrahim is our correspondent with us live from Damascus. So, Alla, those regions are close to the Lebanese border. Can you tell us about the situation there, whether the insurgents still have bases despite the advances that have been made by the army?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes, of course.
It seems that we have a bad connection. I can't hear you.
Okay, Alla, can you hear me now? Alla, can you hear me? But it looks like...
I'm sorry, it seems that there's a problem with a technical problem. I can't hear you at all.
Okay, we'll leave it there then. Alla Ibrahim, our correspondent.
I can hear you now. You please repeat?
Okay, Alla, do you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the question was...
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. The question was, the regions close to the Lebanese border, are there still insurgents left in that region despite the advances that have been made by the army?
Well, today's achievement has many significance. One of them is the fact that, as you said, they are adjacent to the Lebanese borders. Falita is a known town that has been known for years and for decades to be a hub for smuggling between Syria and Lebanon long before the events and the unrest in Syria broke out in 2011. As a result, it has the people and the residents of Falita has very good knowledge of the smuggling routes in that area. This achievement by the Syrian army means that it's further securing the Syrian-Lebanese borders, and I think in a short period of time we can say that all of the Syrian-Lebanese borders is now completely secured by the Syrian government forces, and as a result we can forget about infiltrations of weapons or manpower in favor of the insurgents coming in from Lebanon. But to put things in context, this and by this I mean the recent achievement in Falita and Ras al Mu'arra, they were expected since Yabrut fell in the hands of the Syrian government and the Syrian army. So it was only a matter of time, and right now it's only a matter of time before the Syrian army moves in towards Renkous, which is the last town under the control of insurgents in the area of Ghalamun as we speak.
Yes, and Alla, what about the border regions with Turkey? Because we were hearing that the advances have been made in the regions like Ghalamun, other areas, especially the areas which are close to Turkey and which is also another major supply route, is still not blocked.
Well, in some parts, yes, it's still not blocked, but in other parts, we can say that there are an active parameter being established in that area that will, as I said before, help cut off all the influx of weapons and manpower coming in from Lebanon into Syria.
Alla Ibrahim, a correspondent with us live there from Damascus. Alla, thank you.